91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio.
Good afternoon, Tucson. Thanks for joining us at 91.3 KXCI Radio, where our broad community with many perspectives comes together. And that community is you. This is Aspen Green with my co-host, Kathy Harris, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. We are so happy to have back with us Haley Dukart and Charlie Skinnell, the founders of Black House Market, a community collective that hosts events to uplift Black businesses, celebrate culture, and build community since 2022. Black House Market has an event coming up. It's a day party plus a market on Saturday, April 26th from 12 to 5 p.m. at Z Street International Market. I'm very excited to hear what's new with this market, Kathy.
I am too, Aspen. And as you said, today we have Haley Dukart and Charlie Skinnell, the founders of Black House Market. Charlie is a transplant from South Carolina and moved to Tucson to pursue her education at U of A. Aside from Black House Market, Charlie is an SEO content writer, the proud owner of Clever Stitches, and a loving mom to her two small children. Charlie aspires to create spaces for her children to grow up where representation matters and knowing where your community is. Haley grew up in Tucson and rarely saw events and spaces intentionally created for Black folks. As she got older, it became a personal mission to create spaces that are created for and by Black people. In her off time, she's a full-time case manager at Emerge, supporting domestic violence victims and creating a life free from abuse. Together, their shared vision turned into a passion project and then into a community collective. Well, Haley and Charlie, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
We're so happy to have you back again. It's been a while. And you're both co-founders of Black House Market. Tell us first, how did you two meet and get together?
Back in 2022, we were both selling our art. I was doing my pop-up market, selling just little bookmarks and cards and stuff called Little Desert Doodles. You know me from back then. And Charlie came to one of the markets and we just kind of connected briefly. And then we started running in the same circles as far as making art and being in markets. And we just kind of connected over just our shared passions. And we became really good friends first. And then we were like, oh, we want to actually throw a market. And it kind of went from there.
Okay, great. And since then, it's been about 3 years since we talked to you. So explain to our audience exactly what Black House Market is. Is it a place, an event, or what? What exactly is it?
Black House Market are centered around events. We try to throw at least 2 to 3 events a year. The last time we had spoken with you guys, that was our first market that we had ever thrown. And since then, we've thrown, I think, 3 more. This is our 4th one. We've rebranded. We kind of want to stray away from the idea of market only. Like, so this event that we're having is more of a day party. It has kind of turned into a market, but we want to throw events that aren't just limited to featuring Black-owned businesses. We want to create safe third spaces where people can come and just exist and connect with other people that look like them. And we want to do like future things like health and wellness events, do like a Black Tucson Run Club or something, or fine dining, or just different creative events for the community here.
Okay, that kind of tells us what the driving force is behind what you're doing. And it's not just a market. It sounds like your ideas have expanded in the last 3 years as to what exactly you want to create. Sounds great. When we talked to you a few years ago about the time of your first market, it was called the Making Black History Market then. Why is the name changed?
We did a whole rebrand this time just because last time we all had good intentions. We were like, we need more events. that feature us and really amplify Black voices in Tucson. But it was so put together last minute, even though we've had great turnouts and great success in all of our past markets. There was so much more that we wanted to do, but we just didn't put in the time and the intention because we would slap it together within like 2 months, maybe.
We started planning in December 2022, gearing up towards wanting to throw our first market in February of 2023. It was just thrown together, and even our name was just something like, we need a name for it. And that's how we got Making Black History, because it was in Black History Month. But as it grew, as we kept doing them, it kept molding and shaping into what we envisioned it to be. And we just felt like rebranding it to the name Black House Market would kind of embody more like of how we want to elevate these events and it not just be a market. You know, our logo is a house. So we're all about centralizing Black folks in Tucson. And that doesn't necessarily mean by markets, but by elevated immersive experiences.
Okay, this really has been a work in progress. And I'm wondering, are there other models of things like this around the country or the state even that you researched beforehand, or was this just totally your idea and it's evolved from that?
I definitely think we see it around the country, especially in bigger cities for sure, like Phoenix, LA, Atlanta. Like, we do see these bigger events being thrown. Two of them that we're really inspired by is Black Market Flea, which is held in LA, and Black on the Block, which originated in Dallas, but it's starting to move around to different cities. And then we have Black Friday here, which is run by Soul Food Wednesday, but run by Black Friday. And we were really inspired by them. So we kind of took some ideas of like, this is something that is needed, but we're putting our own twist on it now.
Okay, great. Now, I'm wondering to put something like this on, I would assume are there licenses and other regulations you have to follow to put on a market like that?
Right now, everyone needs to have a business license. If you don't have a business license yet, there's day permits you can get from Pima County.
We're working towards having bigger events and like having a stage and shutting down a street or doing like a block party, and that will take way more permits. But right now, because we're working within Zamam's, we kind of are being held by them. But we have our own business license, and we are requiring all businesses to have that as well.
Okay,
Black House Market is an LLC.
All right. Well, this sounds like a really big deal to put on something like this. Is it just the two of you, or do you have other people that are helping you out? This sounds like it's kind of a volunteer thing at the moment.
It is just us two. We wear all the hats. All the
It is
hats.
definitely a passion project where we do all the project management, community organization, social media, content producing.
Outreach manager, everything that goes into this to pull this off, we are the ones behind it. The graphic designing, we are calling for volunteers to support us on the day of, so Charlene and I can kind of float through the space a little bit more, because like we'll have a welcome committee and we'll also have our booth there.
Okay. Well, that's amazing. You guys are great and good to hear. How many over a period of a year do you have, and how far ahead do you have to plan for each one?
This time we started planning this market 6 months ago. So this is the most time we've ever given ourselves to plan this because, like we said earlier, we really want intentionality. And there's all these things we want to execute and see at our markets, and we realize that takes time and communicating with people, bring it to life, I guess. So we've been planning this for about 6 months, and we have three more events planned for this year. And we're realizing our next one's going to be in August, and we're realizing we're only going to be able to have a 2 week break in between before we need to start planning the August one. We're hoping that planning won't have to take as long because this time around we've really laid the foundation work with our logo and branding, and hopefully planning will be a little bit more streamlined.
A lot of work went into the rebrand. And this is why it kind of took us a little bit longer. And like showing everyone that this is different, that took a very large chunk of time. But I think now the wheel is becoming well oiled. So I think it will be smoother sailing.
I hope so for you. But let's let our audience know right now when the next market is and where it's going to be. Give a few details about that.
Our next market is April 26th from noon to 5 p.m. at Z Street International Market, which is the home of the infamous Zamams, Ethiopian cuisine on Broadway. That location has been there for over 30 years now and is like a Tucson staple. But when they redid and renovated Broadway, they were one of the businesses that renovated and they expanded. So now they have Zarai's, which is a sports bar, and Zadamo's, which is an Afrocentric coffee shop. And it's nestled within this cute little cozy, homey courtyard that is where the market will be held.
Very cool. And other than you're going to have vendors, which I know you always have people selling crafts, arts, that sort of thing. And what else are you going to have? You have
We have
music and
two amazing DJs, some two well-known DJs in town, and they're just going to be playing Afro beats, just very Afrocentric sounds of the diaspora. And so this is a family-friendly, free event. So we want it to, again, be more of like a day party. There's turf that's like an indoor, it's like an open air, indoor, outdoor type of area. So if you want to grab coffee, you can do that. If you want to play cornhole in the courtyard, you can do that. If you want to dance to your favorite like Afro beat, you can do that. If you want to cruise around and look at all the Black-owned businesses vending at our market, you can do that. You can go grab a plate at Zamam's. You can grab a cocktail at Zarai's. So yeah.
that sounds wonderful. And how many vendors are you going to have, and what kinds of things are they going to be selling?
We have 13 vendors, and it's going to be a range of things. We have some people who are selling jewelry. We have some people who are selling desserts. We have apparel. We have some catering businesses there. We have another vendor who's selling candles and like cleaning supplies, like homemade cleaning supplies, which is really cool. And we'll also have Fractals, who's going to be live screen printing t-shirts there. We were able to get enough sponsors to give away 100 free t-shirts, and you get to screen print them yourself. So that will also be another one of our vendors there. Another really cool vendor that we'll have is Dr. Jamal. He's a chiropractor here. He just opened his first studio downtown, so he'll be there as well. He's super cool. He's all about providing for the providers.
Okay, the whole thing sounds like a whole lot of fun. Right now, I think it's time for a music break, though. Aspen, what do you got for us?
Yes, it is time for a music break, and the song that you chose is Golden by Jill Scott. Do you want to tell us why you chose that song for today's show?
It is just a really good, upbeat, happy song and really inspiring and just something that we've been resonating with lately. Since this is our fourth market, like we're really stepping into our power, I guess, and like really seeing the fruits of our labor. And it's just like I don't know, it just gets you going.
We're living our life like it's golden because we're being the change that we wish to seek.
That's a great reason for choosing that song today. Jill Scott is a Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, poet, and actress whose work defies easy categorization. Emerging in the early 2000s as a leading voice in neo soul, her debut album, Who is Jill Scott? Words and Sounds Volume 1, introduced the world to her unique blend of jazz, R&B, spoken word, and hip hop. With a rich, emotive voice and deeply personal lyrics, Jill crafts songs that are both intimate and universal. Beyond her music, Scott is an accomplished actress with roles in films like Why Did I Get Married? And TV series such as the number one ladies' detective agency. Her work often centers on themes of love, empowerment, Black womanhood, and self-discovery. Her song Golden is a celebration of self-empowerment, self-love, and the idea that you are valuable and precious, like gold. It's an anthem of independence and not allowing others to define your life. The song encourages listeners to embrace their worth and live a life filled with joy and happiness. That sounds like a wonderful reason to choose that song today. So let's listen to Golden by Jill Scott off her album Beautifully Human, Words and Sounds, Volume 2. I'd like to think I'm living my life as if it's golden. What a great vibe song. 91.3 KXCI, Real People, Real Radio. And we're returning to our interview with Haley Dukart and Charlie Skinnell, the founders of Black House Market.
That was a great song. I like that one. It sounds like you are creating this community so that people feel like they have a community and there's some place that they can go and be with other people who are like themselves. You've been doing this for a while now. I'm sure that you've gotten to know some of the other vendors and the people who come to this event. Can you give us some examples of people who have found a community with you that seems to have made a difference in their lives?
Yeah, I think even our first market, we had, because like we're in our late 20s, early 30s. So we're, pretty connected with that age group. But at our first market, we saw a lot of like older Black families come out and just hearing them say, like, oh my gosh, I've never gotten to see something like this in Tucson. Like, thank you for having this, has like built this momentum for people to continue to come out. And people are excited when they see us, they ask us when the next one is. I think it's just, it keeps growing and everyone's just excited to see something continuously be offered to them.
Yeah, and you're such good examples of how one or two people can make a huge difference in a community. How about the two of you? What difference has organizing these markets and being part of them made in your own lives?
The market is especially important for me because growing up in South Carolina, there were Black people everywhere. Like, I never felt out of place. I didn't feel like a minority. I felt seen for who I was and heard, and I felt comforted by a community by just being able to exist. And then moving to Tucson, realizing you are like the only Black person in a 3 mile radius is pretty wild and unnatural. And I desperately want to break that mold specifically for my children because now I have two kids. If I'm going to raise my kids in Tucson, I want to create a community where they can see other Black business owners, whether they're a chiropractor, whether they are a catering business, whether they, I don't know, make jewelry or make apparel or engineers. Like, I need my kids to be exposed, seeing Black people being successful, being in community. That's what I do it for. I do it for them.
And for myself, I grew up here. We moved here when I was 3 years old. So this is all I've known. And I just didn't realize it was not normal to not have other people that look like you, even just in your classroom or at work and whatever. So I moved to Atlanta when I was 19. It was complete shell shock to be just like everybody else. And when I moved back here to go back to school, I didn't want other people to have my same experience growing up because it can feel very isolating. It can feel gaslighting, like no one really understands you or the things you've been through. So I wanted to take it upon myself to be that change for people who are also growing up here or are transplants here to know that like we small, but we mighty and like.
That we're here.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, they're like Tucson's very vast, but like Black people are out here, and we just need to find ourselves because there's so many people, whether they're U of A students or they moved here for a job and then they quickly transfer within the first year because they're like, there's no community.
Yeah. Okay. We're getting to the end of the show, but I did want to ask you, part of your market this time will be raising funds for your honorary, this time nonprofit, Hattie B. Black Women in Progress. What is that organization about? Just quickly, can you tell us?
Yeah, I would love to talk about our nonprofit. She is nonprofit based in Sierra Vista. She creates day camps, overnight camps, and workshops for Black girls and really girls of all races from age 6 to like 18 for specifically working in STEM and getting them access to like she partners with ASU and the NBA and just does these really awesome workshops and camps. She has one coming up in July. It's her overnight camp from the 7th to the 11th, and we're working towards raffling off some gift cards that were donated to us to raise some funds to cover the registration for one of the girls.
Okay, it sounds like a perfect nonprofit for you to be supporting. Absolutely. Tell us, you mentioned that you're looking for volunteers for the day of the market on April the 26th. How would somebody get involved? If somebody just wants to get the details, where do they go to find out and how do they volunteer?
We are the most active on Instagram, just Black House Market, and just shooting us a DM. We will be doing a call to volunteers next week. But if someone hears this and they are interested, please just shoot us a DM. We also have a website where you can contact us through there, which is also just blackhousemarket.com. And
And Black House Market spelled BLK, and then house, and then market is MRKT.
making sure.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Well, I think this sounds like a wonderful event. It sounds like great fun and a really worthwhile thing to do. So thank you for all the work that you do for our community putting this on. And thanks for coming by to tell us about it today. Good luck on April 26th. Maybe we'll see you there.
Yes, please. Please come out. We would love to see you in person.
Okay.
If you're interested in exploring or supporting Black-owned businesses in Tucson, these markets provide excellent opportunities to engage with the community and celebrate Black entrepreneurship. Oh, it's unfortunate, but we once again have come to the end of our show, and that's all the time we have for today. But Haley Dukart and Charlie Scannell, founders of Black House Market, you are a gift to our community. And I'm looking forward to your upcoming event on April 26. I love markets that feature local artists. I hope to see everyone there. And thanks to all of you out there for supporting Broad Perspectives Radio at KXCI. You can learn more at our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. Right now, stay tuned because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you next week. And we're going to go out with Feeling Good by Nina Simone.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.